Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 310. That's right, 310 episodes of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico, coming to you every Monday or Tuesday, whenever you listen to this thing. Could be a Wednesday, could be a Thursday. I'm not going to judge when you listen, as long as you're listening. It's all good. But as always, the podcast is available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Also available on Spotify as well as iTunes, any place you can get your podcast. 5-star rate and review. I love bragging about the best podcast listeners out there. That is you guys. So please, 5-star rate and review. All the past bonus episodes are available on the Patreon, patreon.com/KMF podcast. Built Bar just dropped for limited release a new puff bar. It's like double chocolate fudge brownie marshmallow thing. I'm horrible at doing these with Built Bar. They sent me some. They're actually pretty good. I'll tell you guys, the last flavors have been the pits, but these are actually really good. I actually ate them last week. What an influencer I am. I'm such a gavone. I didn't stop and take a picture and actually talk about them. I just shoved them in my face because they were delicious. So that should be ad enough for you to go on and buy these things. BuiltBar.com. Use code WWBroPodcast. Save 10% off your order. Sail Away Coffee is the best nitro brew out there. And it's back. The flavor, the cherry chocolate flavor is back for Valentine's Day. I love this flavor. I didn't think I would like it because I'm not a big cherry fan. And the chocolate together, I don't like those cherry chocolates, but this just goes really well together. Get it while you can. SailAwayCoffee.com. Use code WWBRO10. Save 10% off your order as well. My buddy John Ziegler's comedy special is available on YouTube. John Ziegler, Getting My Affairs in Order. Follow him on Instagram at John Ziegler Comedy. The link is in his bio. Follow him, watch the special, and let him know what you think. Let him know I sent you over so he thinks I got some clout. And just check it out. John's awesome. He's very funny. And if you want to see me do some of the funny, if you're on Long Island, I will be at the Belmore Fire Department Saturday, February 3rd. It's myself, Ryan Marr, and Jimmy Palumbo. It's going to be an awesome show. DM me for tickets. I'll just send you the information. It's on the flyer on my Instagram and on my Facebook wall. Check it out. I'll just send it to you. It's easier that way. Give you the number to call. You reserve a table or you just come down. It's going to be a fun night of food, comedy. Love to see you there as I'm choking on my own words. Anyway, I can't wait to get into this podcast. We have a very special guest. I'm very excited for this. Steph is back from the Wine Over Matter podcast. Steph, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
No problem. I almost made it through without choking on my own words. It happens. You know, can I say my allergies?
It's that time of year. Shit's happening. Things are in the air.
You know what? I just got over being sick, but like in New York, each week is like a different temperature. So it's warmer 1 week. It was freezing last week and into this week. And now later in the week, it's going to be in the 50s and rainy. So like the pollen count is just like all over the place. And for me, who suffers with allergies, I'm just miserable.
I swear we've had some, I feel like I say we've had a weird winter, but I think just winter's weird in Southern California, like for a few days. But we had some very cold days last week and night. Like, I think it was down into like the 20s at night, which is a big deal.
Cold. All right.
Big deal for us. And then today, like pouring down rain, like dark and gloomy all day, like maybe a high of like 58 or something. And we're supposed to be like 78 and sunny this weekend.
High of 58 in January. Oh my God.
It's a little rough for us. No, I was like puffy coat the whole thing today, you know?
No, you're used to being, like you said, 70 something when it gets to, because, you know, we had this whole polar vortex sweep across the country, like in the southern states. It shut down. There was ice on the road. So things just shut down. I'm used to it. It snows. It's there's ice. You know, you deal with it. But some parts of the country are not used to it. And I have to be more sympathetic. I'm not, because when I hear like, it's like, oh, poor you, it's like freezing here.
Oh yeah, it rains for a day here, and you should hear our meteorologists on the news. They're like, huge rainstorm coming to Southern California. And you're like kind of getting excited because you're like, ooh, I could use a storm. Like a storm sounds fun. That's and then cool, it like
right?
I mean, yeah, we definitely need the rain, but it never lives up to like the hype that they say it's gonna be. And you're just like, well, that wasn't the storm I envisioned in my head. So
yeah, like they said last week we're supposed to go like on Friday 3 to 5 inches. We got like an inch.
Isn't it like you're like, I don't want to be like drowning or anything. Like, I don't want my house to flood, but also like if you're gonna excite me that much about a storm, like at least have it live up to the excitement.
I don't know if it happens where you are, but like when they say it's gonna snow here, people like it's like Armageddon. People run to the market, they're getting canned foods, eggs, bread, milk. It's like they're loading up, like they haven't lived here their whole lives. They don't know that it melts and plows come by and like they can get out again, and it's just like total chaos. Is that like that there when it rains?
It not when it just like rains, but there are certain areas, like the areas that have like burned due to wildfires, like those are areas that are prone to flooding. So those types of areas definitely get a more serious response to like rain because they're more at risk. But yeah, ours are earthquakes. Unfortunately, we're not going to get a warning on the news for that. But it's funny that Laura and I were just talking about this weekend because I just have like this feeling that, well, first of all, they always say Southern California is due for a big earthquake, but I'm like, Laura, no, like, I really think it's coming soon. And so a couple weekends ago, I placed my grocery order. And after placing my grocery order, I was like, shoot, I should like buy some like earthquake, like preparedness stuff, because we don't have any. So I bought all this water and like canned food and flashlights and stuff. And then I go to pick up the order and bring it home. And Jordan's like, why did you order like so many like things of canned chicken and water and flashlights? And I'm like, I'm getting prepared for the big one. I just stocking up. Yeah,
big earthquake. It's coming.
Oh yeah. No, and I'm gonna lose my mind when it does.
You see those like real like natural, like there's fire and there's a hurricane. I mean an earthquake. There's like those are natural disasters. This is snow. Like listen, if it was a massive blizzard, like 6 feet of snow, I get it. It was like a dusting. Like I'm like mad, like driving home. Like, are you kidding me? This is what you know, it's just basically they the weather report just like, you know, like I text my dates, you're about to get 3 to 5 inches and you mostly disappointed.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
Yeah. There's that one joke for the podcast. I'm waiting for that one. Waiting to use that one.
I'm glad you got the moment.
I say it to myself in the car. It's like, you know, I might as well say it on the podcast. Anyway, I'm it's so exciting to have you back. I mean, I've been listening to, you know, Wine Over Matter each week. And you guys just hit a big milestone, 150 episodes, which is awesome. Yes. Congratulations.
We're almost halfway to you, Anthony.
Yeah. I mean, if I keep slacking, you'll definitely. I took you guys. One thing that's awesome. You guys don't take any time off. You guys have new episodes out. I slacked over the holidays. I didn't do any new episodes. I kind of regrouped a little bit. I was kind of a little burnt out. So I just took a little breather. But you guys are putting episodes out there through weddings and vacations and like, you know, like real like work and everything going on. You guys are it's amazing. And it's just like it's a big accomplishment. I hope you guys really are proud of yourselves and really feel the weight of that accomplishment.
Oh, we absolutely are. That's definitely something, because, you know, following our wellness journeys and stuff, we both struggle sticking to things. We struggle to diets and exercise and just all these other things in life that like you start to do and then you fall off. And this is something that for like 3 years we've done without falling off. Like we're like, oh my God, we are capable of sticking to something. Look at us. I definitely think it helps having a partner on the podcast that you're doing this with. Like on weeks that I'm not feeling it, if I didn't have her, I very easily would probably be like, I'm not putting out an episode this week, and vice versa. So you're a one-man show. It's a little harder when you don't have a hype person. Like, come on, Anthony, let's do it. I also think breaks are just, it's okay.
I miss having a partner. I used to have a podcast partner. I used to do a podcast called Organized Chaos, and I did it with my buddy Bill. And I do miss like doing that. Like, you know, I'm thinking about like wanting to do like another podcast. Still have this one, but like do one more of like comedy and talking about like current events and stuff like that. Which a lot of these listeners probably be shocked at some of my points or just my jokes on things, but whatever. And that's what worries me too. For, you know, like you guys talk about it on the podcast, and I've talked about it about like, you know, that mentality I have trying to please people on social media, and like, you know, especially I was trying to become a WWE ambassador and all this stuff, that, you know, I want more of myself to come out and more, you know, to be more of myself. And the reality is, I'm a comedian. I joke about a lot of things. I don't take a lot of things seriously, and I like to joke about things. And if some people find it wrong or whatever, that's just who I am. And I would like that to come out more. And I don't know.
I think it's so important. Like, if you have a social media, you obviously have, or like a public social media, like we do, like you obviously have some desire that you want people to like it and follow you and whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of human nature, but you want them to like you, you know, yeah. You don't want them to like the version of you that you're trying to be. That's not real. Like if they hung out with you in real life, isn't you, like you want it to be you that people are liking. Because that feels so much better than people liking this like persona, which, you know, so many people do on Instagram, of like, this is who I think I should be. And like the good side of me, like this person, but in reality, it's not really you in life. So I think like, you're going to gain people, lose people. I do all the time too. I post one stupid comment about something, like even like flights, like I will like talk about like a flight issue or like a door ripped off of a plane, and like it triggers people who are already like scared of flying, and so they don't follow me anymore. It's like, it's impossible to please everyone. Like, you just can't do it.
Absolutely. And you know, speaking about like, you know, guys before saying sticking to things, like especially you guys now are both, I guess, where the following came from. You and Laura are doing, you know, journeys that are not on the path as a lot of them, or people may think, are outside the box. Laura had the weight loss surgery. You're using, I guess, this is kind of, when you always say it, I think of, like, so you're saying summer glutides.
You're close. Semaglutide. It's a GLP-1 medication.
Like summer glutides. Like, it's like, that's why I hear it in my head. So I have to say it in my head to get it right. So it is a medication that you take. You give it to yourself, or a doctor has to do it?
Yes. So I give it to myself. Like the brand names of this medication, like that you might recognize more than just the actual name of it, are like Wegovy and Ozempic. They're very, very difficult to get. Like, I have a prescription for Wegovy from my doctor, still cannot like even find the medication to start it. So that's why I'm going through a compound pharmacy and paying out of pocket for a compound, which paying out of pocket is still pricey. It's a lot less pricey than paying out of pocket for like Wegovy or Ozempic. So there's some like gives and takes, but yes, they basically like send a bottle of the medication that lasts, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks. And they send you a bunch of needles, and you fill the needle and inject yourself once a week. And man, it took me a hot minute to be okay doing that. And then you realize the needle's like essentially non-existent. Like, you don't even like feel it like poking into your skin. You're like, I am such a baby. I can do this.
Yeah. I'm the biggest baby. And people, like, when I say I don't like needles, people look at me weird because I'm covered in tattoos, but it's a different kind of needle. I mean, I'm telling you, it's different. It's like one shot, and that one shot is worse than someone just taking a needle and going a million times into your
100%.
Skin.
100%.
And I always get to like a doctor, when I go to a doctor and I'm like getting like, well, you have all these tattoos. I'm like, yeah, but that's the same thing. Like, it's not the same thing. I'm telling you, I have both experience with it. So how did you come to the realization or the lack of word. This is what I'm doing now. I'm going to try this medicine. This is what I want to do. Was there like a moment you had, or somebody influenced you, or something you read about?
Yeah. So I honestly hadn't even really thought about it. Like, I've obviously heard, you hear a lot about like Ozempic, like they talk about celebrities that are on Ozempic, or you hear about these drugs a lot in the news right now. And I just like, it never even crossed my mind to honestly like look into doing this, but I do have a few friends in my life that are on actually a compound, semaglutide. So I started looking into that, and that's what got me interested. They were losing weight. Their habits were changing and just everything was improving in their lives. And I'm like, oh my God, for all these years that I've thought like, this is just my life, like I'm just slowly going to keep like gaining and gaining, maybe start a diet for like 4 months or something, lose 20 pounds, gain it all back. I just thought that's going to be my life. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I think I can do this. And I am not somebody that likes spending money on like anything. Like, I am so cheap when it comes to like just about everything. And so the thought of spending like $300 or $400 a month on this was just like outrageous to me. And I started thinking about it and I'm like, what are the things that you will spend $300 or $400 on? Like, I don't know, food, like in 2 weeks, like I'll spend that much on food in 2 weeks between like date nights and friend things and stuff. And I'm like, so I'll spend it on that, but not like my own health. And so I just decided to give it a try, and I tried it. I actually tried the compound before even talking to like my primary physician about it. And started losing weight. And that's when I switched physicians, started talking to my next doctor about it, got an actual Wegovy prescription, and just can't for the life of me find the medication anywhere. There's a huge shortage.
That's crazy to me that they can't, you know, that, you know, I think it's just here's something that can help people. And it's like,
yes,
we're not have enough of it, but we're going to promote it. We're going to, you know.
Oh yeah. And because doctors won't stop writing prescriptions for it. There's shortages, but it's like not, and it's not the medication. It's not like this, because the, you know, main medication or whatever in Wegovy and Ozempic is semaglutide. It's not that there's a shortage of that. That's how compound pharmacies are making the medication still. It's like the actual like patented like pen thing that you use to inject it versus like a needle that I'm using to like inject it. So it's that has a shortage, not the actual medication. And that's where compound pharmacies are able to like come in and make this basically.
The pen needle is not available. that's holding people back. It's
honestly crazy. It's like so much better than like having to do the whole needle inject yourself, because it's literally like just a pen. Like you take off the lid and you just like punch it into your leg and like that's it or whatever. Yeah. I'm like,
I like just like hitting himself like one shot. No, all right, I can do that. I can stand my and not have to do any of that. But no, it seems to be working. You're doing awesome. And I'm really proud of you. Like, you know, it's just great to hear. Like, you know, when I listen to the podcast each week, just like you can tell like your mindset's changed and it's different. And like, you know, you're not giving up anything. You're still, you know, you went to see your family. You guys went out, had a good time. You've been traveling. And it's just like the thing that I resonate with when you say the most is, and people, I don't think people understand this, is the food noise.
Yep.
You never had it, you're not going to get it. And that's a big thing. That's what keeps calling you back. When did you realize that was starting to quiet down? How long did that take?
Honestly, like immediately after I took it. And this is not the same for everybody. I have people DMing me all the time saying, I started 2 weeks ago and I'm still hungry all the time. But you can like Google Reddit groups that talk about this or Facebook groups. Like nobody has the exact same experience on it. So I feel very fortunate that literally I remember like I took the injection on a Wednesday night for the first time. That next day I was like not hungry. I remember Jordan and I were going to go pick up my new iPhone at the mall, and we never go to the mall. And so we decided to go to Cheesecake Factory for dinner. And I just remember being at Cheesecake Factory just like, I don't know what to eat. I'm not hungry. Like, I don't know what to eat. So it was honestly immediately for me, but I've heard from people, you know, some people don't start losing until they go up a dose. Some people don't start losing until their bodies get a little bit more used to it. So I think it's going to depend on your body and how your body reacts to the medication.
If anybody's wondering if they're at Cheesecake Factory, you don't know what to eat, write this down. Get the spaghetti carbonara and the Reese's cheesecake. You're welcome.
Oh my God.
Write it
now
down.
Now I want the Cheesecake Factory.
I have been to Cheesecake Factory. I honestly, it's probably been close to 20 years since I've been to the Cheesecake Factory. I used to go with my ex a lot back in the day when I was engaged and trying to be a normal person. We used to go to Cheesecake Factory because we had date night.
your favorite phrase.
Okay, we'll talk about this a little. We'll get back to everything. This is how we do the podcast. Okay, so hear me out. You guys mentioned date nights a lot. And I have this argument even with Kim, you know, I feel if you're in a relationship or married, there's no date nights.
I feel like you need to date your spouse. Like, I feel like that is so important that you have to set that time aside, because otherwise all it is like, okay, Monday through Thursday, I go to work and I come home, and then we make plans with friends on Friday night. And then Saturday night we go see our families. And like, there's never any just like you time.
But what's the difference between just going to do something? Like if you go to dinner, what makes it a date night as opposed to just I'm going to get dinner?
I think there's more like thought put into date night.
Okay.
In my, this is how I feel in my experience. Like, I think there's more thought put into it rather than just being like, after you've watched football all day, being like, should we go to dinner? Like, that's just going to dinner. Like, you have to eat.
That's my point. Is that's what it is when you're in a relationship. You're just going to do things. It's,
but
it's
date night, you're like, okay, we're going to have date night tonight. So you get a special outfit. No, I was going to say a dress. I never wear a dress. Special outfit on. You put some makeup on. You do your hair a little bit nicer. Like, he gets dressed a little bit nicer. You go somewhere that's not just like your like weeknight spot or whatever, you know? Okay. And you like go out. It's like a night out.
Because I feel like dating is horrible. So why would you want to recreate this? Like, it's the pits. Like, you've dated. You know what this is like. You're out. You it's come awful. Home from the war. Why do you want to go back to the war? Like, what is
no see, I feel like dating and date night, two different things. Dating, okay. Awful. Date night, wonderful.
All right.
I feel like I'm not convincing you, Anthony.
Not convincing me, but I see your point. I see the difference. Because it's like date night. Like, you guys like, because you know what it is? I don't have fun on date nights.
Because you're the guy, you know you're paying. You're sitting there while she's on her third cocktail and you're like, shit. Have
fun. It's just miserable. It's never going anywhere. I would pay. I pay. You know, I don't mind paying. It's just that they don't, it just doesn't go. I haven't been on a date. I can't even remember the last time I was actually on a date. I'm done with it all. I'm not. I'm just going to be that old man that has nephews and nieces and, like, you know, comes around on holidays. That's what I've become.
Love it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I, you know, the whole thing, because I, you know, when I hear dating, I think about, like, what, you know, dating is for a single person and going on a date and having a date night and that stuff. And, you know, a lot of it, we're just trying to get to the next one and, like, you know, make it to the next one. So I feel like, why would you, like, it's such a stressful thing. Why are you recreating that? But I get what you're saying. It's a special night. I know it is important to do things with, you know, when you're in a relationship. I get it. But it's just like, I see like things like people had coffee date. I'm like, well, just getting coffee. I mean, you get like dressed up to get coffee.
I do feel like the word date gets just like thrown around. It's like a very, like, especially on Instagram. Cause I'm like guilty of that too. I'll be like coffee date, dinner date with, and I'll like tag my friend, lunch date with, brunch. You know, it's just, I use the word date for like everything just cause it's cute. I like cute things.
Okay. So. I get it. That makes sense. You know, my mind's not changed, but I understand more.
Okay.
Where this is coming from.
We still got some convincing to do.
We got some convincing to do. And it's funny because, like, I'm listening to the podcast. I hear, like, date. I'm like, yeah. Like, is that date night?
Anthony, that's the part when Anthony cringes every week.
I don't cry. I'm like, is that date night? Like, yes, go to a hockey game.
Yelling in your car. It's not date night.
One thing you'll never convince me exists is a double date. Double date.
See, I love double dates.
But it's not a real, it's just people hanging out. It's a group.
But okay. So hanging out, like for example, with Laura, hanging out is when we go to her house, they have multiple people. It's like a pool party thing or whatever. That's hanging out. Date night is we plan just for us two couples to like meet up at Laura's, have a cocktail. And then we're like going to go to dinner and then like go to a Ducks game or something. Like that's date night.
That's hanging out. I mean, that's hanging out. Cause it's like, dating is like two people. That's why I get stimulated dating. It's two people. When it's like more than one person, that's date night. I mean, that's to me, that like the double date thing. I don't know. I'm still not sold on the whole double date thing. I think it's just people hanging out. And like, you know, you guys are supposed to talk to the guys or we talk to each other. Like, you know, it's been a while since I've been on one of these. So I've been on one, but I don't know. Even then I was like, is that a date? We're hanging out. We're getting dinner. We're going to watch a movie. We're going to do something.
I mean, I'm forever going to call it a date night or double date, but you might have a point.
I'm just saying it's I don't know. And maybe it's me being cynical and single and everything like that. Watch, the first time I'm in a relationship, the next relationship, I'm like, date night.
Oh yeah. You're going to start a series.
Yeah.
Date night with Anthony.
Date night down the game. Look at this.
That should be the name of your new podcast, Anthony. Date night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because everybody tells me how wrong I am. And like, Kim always, like, you know, so the other night she posted a picture of her and Brian. I just wrote like date night. And she goes, oh, you finally coming around? I'm like, no, I'm just saying it because it'd be annoying. Like, you know, she says the same thing. She's always like, you know, it's important to, you know, especially when you have kids. To, you know, go out and do those things. It's funny. I drove my brother and his wife and two of their friends. They had a double date.
Did they call it a double date?
I don't think it did, but it was kind of like that implied, like they went out, they had drinks, the kids were at home, you know, like, you know, my brother's got three kids. Their friends have four kids.
Oh, so wow.
It was like mom and dad's night out.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah. So my brother hired me to drive them, you know, for the Uber instead of getting an Uber. I took them.
Nice.
You know, it was definitely a beautiful restaurant. They got everybody was dressed up. So I get what you're saying. It's a night out. I get it.
It's special.
It's special. No, but you guys seem like you have a really good thing going. Like everybody gets along. Jeff and Jordan get along. Of course, you and Laura get along.
We do. We tend to like each other most days.
Well, that's good because you're friends. I mean, that's what me and my friends like that too. Was it any, like when you guys first started hanging out, was there any with the guys like, you know, awkward, or is it just they hit it off from day one?
Not at all. They basically hit it off from day one. They definitely have a lot in common as far as like sports and just music. Like they've gone to like a Metallica concert together. And yeah, no, they just from day one, they pretty much hit it off. Jordan really, really likes Jeff a lot. They do have an age difference. Jordan's 32, I think. He's going to kill me. I think he's 32. And then I think Jeff is 40, in his 40s. So there's an age difference too. And I think Jordan just like really looks up to Jeff, like not only as a friend, but as a person in general. Like Jeff is like a great guy. Like he's a great husband to Laura. He's a great friend to his friends. He's a great employee at work. Like he's just an all around really good person. And so I think Jordan just like kind of looks like, obviously they're friends, but he like looks up to him too. Just like, man, this guy's like got his shit together. Like, this is a good guy. So yeah, Jordan really enjoys spending time with Jeff. Like one of them will hit each other up randomly and all of a sudden they have plans together and Laura and I are like, cool, we're kicked out of the plans now.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's not the same thing because I'm single, but I have a friend who I met at one of my WW workshops. Now, we've been friends for a while now. Me and my friend Lauren, we've been friends for a while. I would always hear about her husband, Keith, and me and Keith started hanging out. And like, now it's me and him hang out. And she's like, she feels like she's left out. She's like, he was my friend first, like, you know, but like, we're into this. Like he comes down to the cigar lounge where he's into cigars. He's like a cigar nerd like I am. So we text all day about cigars and stuff like that. And like, you know, I go over and like, we have dinner and everything, but it's like now the things are just me and him kind of like, you know. So it is nice when, you know, you can, when that happens, when the guys are friends and everything, it makes it easier for, you know, when you have your hangouts, you do things and, you know, together, not a date night, but like, you know, when you go to the duck and stuff.
But absolutely.
Jordan's from Ohio originally, I heard on the podcast, right? And
yes.
I always worry about the teams that he roots for. This is me. This is how I go, like, you know. So I saw you guys, you went to the Browns Rams game, or the Browns Chargers?
Browns Rams.
Okay. And he was repping, but I see him wear LA Dodgers hats a lot.
So Jordan loves sports, period. Like he's sports obsessed. He knows everything about every sport and every team and how much their contracts are, like literally everything. And so he's just kind of a sports fan. He kind of roots for just sports. But if you had to ask him his team, like he is a Browns fan, number one. But since living in California, he also roots for the Rams. And he's just like, those would be like his top two football teams. He loves the Dodgers, but he also loves the Guardians. But living in California, like he's definitely a Dodger fan over an Angel fan. But we go to Angel games because the Angels are a lot closer to us than the Dodgers. So he's just kind of like, go sports. I like sports.
Because I know Jeff's a Kings fan.
Yes.
Which is funny because when I was a kid, actually, I used to root for the Kings.
Oh, no way.
Well, because when I first started liking hockey, I was all about Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, and that's all I knew. I knew Wayne
Gretzky. And I think that's why Jeff's a Kings fan, because Laura's always like, you grew up in Orange County. Why are you a Kings fan? Right. And I think it's because of Gretzky.
Well, I mean, it's like Michael Jordan. I mean, he's like the equivalent to Michael Jordan. I mean, Wayne Gretzky, if you're a hockey fan, the guy was doing things that nobody else did before. So when I first started watching hockey, Gretzky is all I knew. And, you know, then I started like in high school. You know, the Islanders were really bad. Like they were the pits, the capital pits. Like nobody went to the game. So in high school, we would go, and with the student ID, it was half off. And then like during, after the first period, they'd bring you down towards the hard camera. So you get, they move you down. So like,
that's fun.
I just started going to games, and plus like I was on Long Island, and like, you know, Gretzky was traded at that point. I'm like, you know what? So I became an Islanders fan. You know, I'm a Long Island guy, and the Coliseum was 10 minutes from my house. You know,
where you had to start rooting for the home team.
I started rooting for the home team and became an, you know, I chose misery. Like Rangers fan technically, which when I was in high school, it was different. They won the Stanley Cup in 94, but they went again in, I think, 2012 or 2014. They lost to the Kings. So it could have been like, you know, I could have rooted for either one of those teams and had, you know, been happy. But no, So, you know, I get the whole sports thing because I'm a huge sports fan myself. You know, like Sundays are for sports and football. And when baseball's on, I watch the Yankees every night. You know, it's one of the things I love to do. So, yeah, that's why I was always wondering. Like, I see him wearing, you know, he's from Ohio. I know he's a Browns fan. I saw him wearing like Dodger hats. I was just wondering.
He has like all kinds of, like, he'll randomly throw on like a Raiders jersey during a game. And I'm like, why are you in a Raiders jersey? You're not a Raiders. He's just like, go sports, like, has every, a jersey from like every team and a hat from every team. And, it's kind of interesting now that he swore the Super Bowl was going to be Browns Lions. Like, he thought it was going to be like the end of time, like the two teams that you never picture going. And so he was so bummed when the Browns, got eliminated.
I was looking, but again, the Texans, I wasn't mad that they won, but like I was rooting for the Browns because, again, that's a city that they had that team ripped away from them. Then they had all that success in Baltimore. And, you know, I just, it would have been great. I mean, that would have been the ultimate, like, you know, redemption Super Bowl.
And so who are you hoping goes to the Super Bowl?
Detroit. So my pick right now, well, because for the beginning of the playoffs, I said Detroit and Baltimore would be in the Super Bowl.
So that's what I'm hoping to. I do not want to see the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
No, I hate the 49ers for many reasons.
Yes.
One, when I was a kid, Giants 49ers was a big rivalry. They played a lot in the playoffs. Second, you know, someone I don't really care for likes the 49ers. I'm a bitter person that way, that, you know, they can watch the team lose and be miserable. Yeah. The 49ers is never a team that I liked. Because when I was a kid, that was the team. So there's always like a team for each era. And when I was a kid, the 49ers were the team. Like, there was Montana, Rice, and people were 49ers fans that are jumping on the bandwagon. And then in the 90s, it was more it was Cowboys.
Yep.
And then like the Patriots, and like, you know, now it's Chiefs. Like it's always you think. So I'm rooting for the Ravens. I don't care if the Chiefs get in.
That's how I feel. I'm like, if I have to see Taylor Swift's reactions during the Super Bowl, that's honestly thrilling for me. So go Chiefs.
I don't know why that bothers people so much. Like,
I don't either. They show every celeb, maybe not as often, but like Eminem at the Lions games, like they pan to him all the time. Like, they do that for any celebrity.
The most famous person in the world. Like, what do you expect them to do? Of course they're going to show her.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, because I've liked Taylor Swift since she came out, like the DiDomenico boys are Swifties.
I love it.
But like, I don't see the big, I think she's supporting her man, which is, you know. And I think he goes to her concerts. It's like, it's a whole thing. Like, they support each other. That's a nice thing. But media will twist it and turn it. And people will be like, I'm a football fan. I don't want to see Taylor Swift. What do you want to see?
Yeah. What do you want to see while they're like taking a timeout? Do you want them to like pan to her? Or do you want to watch some lady in like a pantsuit on the sideline, like giving you updates or something? Like, I'd much rather see Taylor Swift jumping up and down and hugging people than anything else.
It's exciting. And this is like New York sports media. This is how crazy New York sports media is. Today, I was driving home. I was listening to we have the station called The Fan, and they were actually bashing Jason Kelce for what he was doing yesterday. Like, they were he's everything's got to be about him. His brother's doing the thing. It's like, look at me. He's always like, look at me, even though in the Super Bowl, and he wore that ridiculous getup. He's all about the attention. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, this guy's excited for his brother. Let me tell you something. You know, I don't think people realize, unless you play sports, this guy had a devastating defeat that was possibly his last football game. And now he's going to a playoff football game that he thinks he should still be playing football. But he just puts all that aside. He's there for his brother as a brother. He got the Chiefs hat on. He was taking shots with people in the parking lot. He's enjoying himself. Like, I think this is total support. Like, you know, I would go to my brother's game. My brother would come to my game. It's just like, you know, it's what brothers do. And people are turning this into like a look at me type of thing. And that's just the media twisting things. And in New York, it's like that. It's crazy.
I agree with you. I think it's brother supporting brother. I think that he knows the cameras are going to pan into there because not because of him, but because of Taylor, honestly. And I'm like, why not have fun with it? You know that the cameras are going to be there. Why not entertain people in the meantime? You're still supporting your brother. It's not that you're not supporting your brother while you're doing that. And I think like possibly for anybody else, that would have been weird. Like if another football player that wasn't related from another team was like, that might have been a little weird. That might have been like, oh, he's trying to show off. But yeah, I agree with you. They're brothers. They're entertaining. They have a podcast together. It's just, that's his personality. And Travis would do the same thing at Jason's too.
And for me, it's like, I like Jason Kelce, and it's very hard for me to like him because he's a Philadelphia Eagle. And as a Giants fan, that's, you don't like anybody on the Eagles, Cowboys, or Commanders. That's not what you do. But especially the Eagles, it's hard for me, but like they won me over, and I'll be honest, I'm a big mama's boy. And last year, that Super Bowl, them talking about their mom gets me choked up every time. Aww. And I'm a big puddle of mush. And I'm like, you know what? F it. You know, like when they showed that thing in the, when the mom came over and hugged him and he's like, go celebrate with Travis. And then it just gets me. I watch it on that documentary and I cry like a baby every time.
And do you listen to their podcast?
I don't listen to the pod. I watch the clips on TikTok. Okay.
Same.
Interesting. You said you're done with TikTok.
I think it was like either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, deleted TikTok. So it was one of my goals for this year. I'm like, I scroll way too much, and I still do on Instagram. I feel like it's just different. So with TikTok, you never know when to stop. You're just like scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and like just one more. And this has to be the last one. If it's not funny, I won't. And it's just, it keeps going and going and going. And I've done nothing. I've like learned nothing. I've saved nothing. I haven't gotten ideas for anything. And I'm like, I need to delete it, because if I just say, oh, I'll use it less, like I won't, because I don't know how to stop scrolling on TikTok. So I just deleted it. Like I full on deleted the app from my phone. My account is, I didn't delete my account because Jordan's like, well, someone can steal your name. I was like, oh, okay, I'll deactivate my account, delete the app. And I've been TikTok free for about 3 weeks now.
Do you like miss it?
I do sometimes, because I know a lot of people like Reels better than TikTok, but I liked TikTok better than Reels. So I am not completely impressed with my Reels feed yet. But I also don't scroll Reels like I did with TikTok. So I'll like watch a few, or like watch the ones that people send to me or they're in their stories or whatever. And then I'm kind of done with it. So I like the balance a little bit better of just not being so sucked in.
Yeah, I find myself too. I go down rabbit holes. And there's this one guy, is like Luke the camping guy. He's like in the Alaskan wilderness and he builds like tents in the snow. And like, I'm not an outdoors guy. I can't do it. And that's why maybe I'm so like fascinated, but like, and he cooks like the best food. He's like cooking like steak and he makes his own bread. And
oh my gosh.
Right on like a shovel as he puts it over the fire and he cooks the bread on it, makes eggs on rocks, like on his flat rock. And like, I'm watching, I'm like, wow, this guy's like, he'll like get to a place. He's like, I'm going to build shelter here. I'm like, there's nowhere. It's just like snow. And then he digs like 6 feet under the snow. He makes like these compartments where he's going to be his bed. He has like a burner he puts into the, like he puts in the snow and he just makes.
He's a badass.
Yeah, and he doesn't look like one, but he absolutely is. Like, he's out in the wilderness, like, doing all this stuff. And I'm like, his come up a lot. Hardcore Pawn, the show that was on, like, 10 years ago, the pawn shop in Detroit, that always comes up in mine.
And oh, how funny.
Yeah. I could just go watch the show, but instead I watch these clips. And then, like, I'm searching TikTok for part two, because when I go to the page and I hit, like, just watch, that's not part two. It's annoying, but like, they got me hooked, and I use it, you know, like I post like the podcast stuff, and I really don't do like videos like other comedians do on there and stuff. But you know, I guess cutting back on social media isn't a bad thing.
It's hard to do.
It is hard to do. We fought, you know, we're on it a lot. And, you know, like you said, like the reels don't grab me as much as TikToks do for some reason. No. It's a good thing because, like, if you can kind of wean yourself off, but it is like, you know, you think about it, you spend all that time on social media, you go down a rabbit hole, and then like an hour or two has gone by. You're like, what did I do?
Yeah. And you're like, I didn't learn anything. I literally didn't even save anything. Like, it's not even like I like saw a recipe to save. I'm just watching like this dumb humor. Like, everything's just funny. And like, yeah, it like lifts your mood a little bit and makes you laugh, but I don't have that much time in my day to waste doing that. So, and then it takes away from like relationships in your life too. Like, I'm scrolling instead of talking to Jordan, or I'm scrolling on Laura's couch, or like whatever it is. It's like, all right, this is too much of a time suck for me. Like, this is not healthy.
So I was at the lounge the other day and I was on my phone and I'm just scrolling away, having a cigar. And my friend Ray comes down. Ray is 81 years old, who does not really know about, he scrolls too though. He'll tell you, but
I love it.
But he gets mad and he's like, put your phone down, let's have a conversation. And I'm like, all right, Ray, let's have a conversation. We want to talk about, like, you know,
Ray's
awesome. And we had a really nice conversation. Like, he tells me about, like, you know, how things were like when he was growing up and about his grandkids. And I was telling him about my nephews and my niece. And we actually had a really nice conversation. Now, then we go back to breaking each other's balls, but it is like, you know, it's true. He was like, put the phone down, man. He goes, let's have a conversation. I'm like, all right. So we did. It's better that way. You know, it's better
when you're really interacting
with people than just losing yourself on the phone. And to me, that's what the whole idea of the lounge is for. It's like you go down there, you're socializing. And he actually said that's why he comes down so much. It's to socialize, keep his mind going. You know, he's 81 and, you know, he's in great shape for 81 and he's quick. Like, you know, he starts with a lot of guys. You know,
super sharp, huh?
Yeah, super sharp. And it's true. Like, there's times where everybody just like, you know, just, you know, you nod off on your phone a little bit, but like, it's also important to keep that
human interaction
going, just because you lose it. You know, you don't use it, you lose it. And, you know, you get yourself when you're in a real situation, you can't talk to people.
Yeah, no, it's definitely scary. And especially for like our generation and the next generation that are just so glued to our phones, because that's what we've, you know, grown up with and had in our generation. It's like, it just makes me wonder like what we're going to be, because I did get rid of TikTok, but I am still on Instagram, and I am on Instagram way more than I should be. I just feel a little more productive being on Instagram. Like, at least I'm like creating content and I'm interacting, like actually interacting with people, even though it's not face to face. Like, I kind of give Instagram a pass, like, oh, you're doing something. You're not just mindlessly scrolling. Oh, yeah. But I know I still need to ease my IG time back too.
No, but you are putting things out there. You're putting, like, you know, when you're putting the podcast out, so you promote that. That's something productive you're putting into the world. You're giving information on your journey, what you're doing. So that's, you know, you do a lot of positive things as well, you know. And then the funny reels, I'm all for those too. Like, you know,
I'm back on those right now.
I love that. I miss the days. I used to like, we did the whole day diary. I used to like that.
I know, everybody tells me that. And I'm like, cause I was like, oh, do people love this or do they not? And people have mixed opinions, but it's probably 50-50, 60-40 that like it, something like that. But I'm like, they really are fun. And Laura and I did one this past weekend. We forgot to do a day two, but we did a day one. And I'm like, I kind of miss doing this. It's like so fun showing little glimpses of your day.
No, it was great. And like, you know, it's definitely cool because like somebody follows the podcast. I love that every year you guys go away, you do like a staycation where you plan out the next year. That's, to me, that's more professional than I'll ever be with anything.
Stop.
I should just lock myself in a room for 3 days and like, I'm planning out the year. Me, myself. No, but like, it's definitely like, that's awesome. I mean, it's very professional and planning it out. And Are you going to change anything before, not giving too much away, but there going to be changes for the podcast?
So we are going to have a few changes. A couple of them are just minor things, feedback that we got back from people. Like, we try to, like, we're putting this out for people to listen to and enjoy. And so we want people to listen and enjoy. And there were a couple of things where we're like, people don't like this anymore. So we are removing a couple of things immediately. And then come March for our 3-year anniversary, that's always when we do like a little bit of a brand refresh. And we've kind of come to terms that we really like our colors. We tried to like completely change our colors last year. And we were like, we don't want to completely change our colors. So we just try to do little things with like our social media and our, our profile pictures and things like that, just to kind of do a little facelift on the podcast every year. And then just thinking of like ideas on social media that we can do or ideas on the podcast to just keep things new and fresh. Our podcast is very like, it has a format where, that we kind of stick to every week, but we want that to stay fresh and alive and keep people hooked. So we try to think of some fun things to incorporate that keep people hooked every year.
No, you guys do a great, like I said, a great job with it. I mean, like, and the format's good too, because I know it's a lot of podcasts do that. It's, you know, it's a certain format. I don't have that again, cause I come from a live radio background. So I'm very fly, you know, I have bullet points and whatever, but I don't have I'm not smart enough to make a format.
You're clearly way better at this than we are. We say that all the time. We're like, Anthony has the best podcast voice. I want Anthony's podcast voice.
That's it. It's everything else is
everything. And you do it by yourself every week, Anthony. You got to give yourself more credit. It's not easy.
Smoke and mirrors. My new format of my podcast is I'll joke around in the beginning and then I'll say something towards the end and cry like a baby and then wrap it up. It's like, that's what it's becoming. So last week, I didn't even know that was going to happen on the podcast. I'm very good friends with Jarp's Journey. Who's got like over 100,000 followers on Instagram. And it's crazy. Like, you know, we lived in the same, I've told this before, we lived in the same, almost same town. We lived like 10 minutes away. We never knew each other. Wow. We became friends because of podcasting and Instagram. We have a mutual friend who lives now in San Diego but was living in Providence, and that's how we kind of got together and we became really good friends. And he just wrote something really nice to me last week. He had posted something that if anything had hit home, this was it. It was a picture of a guy climbing up the first step, and it said, "This might seem scary." Then it was a picture of a guy sitting on a step and another guy sitting on a step. And it said 1 year later, and he's in the same spot, and it goes, "But not as scary as this." And I was like, "Well, that just didn't hit home." So I wrote that to him, like, "Dude, this really," and he just wrote really something nice. And I read it on the podcast, and there I started, you know, crying like a baby. I texted him. I'm like, "You made me cry." Just joking around. But he appreciated the fact that I even said it. It's true. Like, you know, that's what's great about podcasting. Everything's different. Everything's different. You guys hit on everything, which is one of the things that I like about it, especially, you know, well, now you guys are both in very serious relationships, but the dating stories really was fun in the beginning.
Oh, man. Everybody misses those. I'm like, if only I could go back and like, Jordan, you okay with me going on some first dates just for content?
First dates content. And he should go on some too and record those. And
we'll both come back and share our stories.
Yeah, you share the stories. even like with Courtney too, like when she came on the podcast and she was telling her dating story. I think that's the key, ladies. If any lady's single, you want to find a man, just go on the podcast and talk about dating. And like,
you'll meet your person.
Yeah, that's how it's done. It doesn't work for men. I've been on the podcast many times. It doesn't work for men, women only. it's a great format, and like I'm excited to see what comes up this year. Are you guys like reaching for any like special guests, or is it just like we're gonna keep going the way we're
going? We're trying, because we definitely have our comfort zone when it comes to guests. Our comfort zone is you, Courtney and Taylor from Taylor Made Tasty. Like, that is our comfort zone. We're like rinse and repeat, same ones, and we will absolutely still have the three of you still on because it just is easy.
Actually said her question was she wants to know if we can do an episode of WOM with all of us.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
That'd be a little something 100%. Different.
Same, oh, yeah.
Rinse and repeat, but kind of like a different a flair there.
Would be a blast. Yeah. But we are trying to, people really like our structure. They like our episodes that are just us, but they want guest episodes too. So we really want to do like a finance topic and have a finance specialist on. We want to do like a mental health type episode, like a wellness or like kind of like a therapist that deals with like binge eating or some of those kind of struggles that relate to weight loss. So we have a couple like ideas of things we really want to put ourselves out there. Laura's much more willing to do this than I am. Like, she's down to have a guest from anything. And for me, I'm just like, guests are work. You have to study. You can't just like sign somebody up and know nothing about them and just like press play and have it go. You have to know things about the person that you're having on. So like that idea of having to like study for an episode versus like the episodes are usually just so easy. I'm just like, here's what I did this weekend. And this is my weight loss update. But no, we definitely want to challenge ourselves. We've said it, I think, the past couple years now that that's a goal that we haven't stuck to. So this year we have already booked, I think, 3 guests so far this year. So I'm like, it's January and have 3 people guests booked between now and April. I feel like, all right, we're off to a good start. So hopefully it continues.
That's awesome. I mean, and I know, like you said, you think it's a lot of work, but you guys are great interviewers. And when a guest is on, you get the most out of them. And it seems like you've known them forever.
Well, thank you.
One of the best examples of that is going back a little bit. You had TikTok. What was her name? The TikTok.
Oh, Natalie Rose. So I think it's like N Naples. Naples, on TikTok.
Something like that. And I started following her from your podcast, and she puts out some great content. But like that was like, you knew her forever, it seemed like, you know.
That episode was so good. I remember I was like obsessed with her. I'm like, I want this girl on the podcast. And it ended up just being, I was so scared. I'm like, she's like a celebrity. She's like a TikTok celebrity. And I was like so scared, and it just flowed so easy and was just like such a great episode. And I was like, oh my God, you would have thought that would be our moment that are like, all right, we're doing guests now. But no, we got one good one out. And I think we do like one or two like non Anthony, Courtney, or Taylor guests a year.
The same way. I mean, you know, it is like after a certain time, like I feel weird sometimes asking people if they want to be on, because they say, I don't want people on the spot. Like if they don't want to do it, then they say no. Like, and then like when I hear no, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, you want to do it.
Yeah.
But like I sometimes I'll just like, I'll see something on like Instagram or something. I shoot the person a message. Like the person that I asked that I always wanted to ask was Mud Hustler. And I had him on for 300. And that's like, awesome. It was like, yeah, man, we should have done this a while ago. Okay. After we saw, like, you know, yeah, because like when we hung out, we hung up, we were talking for a little bit. We have a lot in common. We're like, you know, the same guy almost, but different. Like, he's New England, I'm New York. Like, you know, we like the same things. And we kind of had the same journey with WW, even with on the corporate side, like how they strung him along, they strung me along the same way.
Okay. And told him, a lot of same.
We were comparing stories and we were told the same thing, like literally.
Oh man.
And it was almost like when they were done with him, they started, you know, whispering in my ear the same things. Like I told
that's
him.
So shitty.
It's a corporation, you know. I mean, that's what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
And that's why I don't look at it with the same, you know, I look at the program more with like, you know, fond eyes. But the business side of it, it's a business and they're going to do what they have to do for themselves. And, you know, you guys have spoken about what you don't like about their business. And a lot of people have. And it's turned people away from it.
Mm-hmm.
The one good thing I could see is they're adapting more to other forms of weight loss, as far as even the medicines.
Oprah
is talking about doing weight loss medicine and they incorporate it into their program. And I said for years they should incorporate number of different kind of like a calorie counting program or just like something like it's all Weight Watchers, but it's different. You could pick whatever you wanted to do and you can have your own thing. Did you see them going towards that? Did you ever think about going back or you're like, no, I'm done. I'm going away now.
So since I've been done, I've pretty much been done with Weight Watchers. I've just found calorie counting in general to be like just more straightforward and easy for me when I'm tracking. They do, like you mentioned, they have like their Weight Watchers clinic now. So they've purchased a company, like a weight loss medication company or whatever, or provider called Sequence. And so now you can actually like get a prescription through Sequence, which is through Weight Watchers for weight loss medication. it's not like you're getting it for a deal. So it's not compound semaglutide or anything like I'm on. Like if your insurance doesn't cover it, you're still paying out of pocket like $1,600 a month, which is insane. But they've incorporated, you know, people that are on a GLP-1 weight loss medication need different things and more of certain things than just like somebody that's just on Weight Watcher points or whatever. Okay. So like the three things that you should be focused on if you're on a GLP-1 medication are protein, fiber, and water. So they've made a program for those people that are on a GLP-1, which I really like, where it's so weird and bizarre to me that you don't track points. It's not like they give you 25 points a day. They give you like targets. So you have like, try to hit this many protein points a day and this many fiber and this many water. And like, that's how you do it. So I was double tracking for a while. And it messes with me like not to know my calorie intake and to know if I'm like above or below or whatever. So I've stuck to calorie counting just because it's easier for me. But I think people that really, really like Weight Watchers that have started a weight loss medication, I think it's going to be super helpful for them because you need those things. You're eating less. So you need protein, you need fiber, you need to be drinking your water. All those things are so important when you're on a weight loss medication.
So, I mean, it's crazy, you know. Those things in general, though, are important. You know, eating protein.
Totally.
Drinking your water. Like it's crazy because today is actually 10 days straight of tracking for me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, feeling a lot better. But like, it's always like, it always amazes me, like the simple things, like just tracking your food and eating vegetables and drinking water.
Oh, yeah. That's what zero-point foods are. Like, zero-point foods are like fibers. So,
yeah,
you know, obviously we need water.
Yeah, I drink more water. Okay, I can't just drink 10 coffees today. Like, you know, and so I like water too. It's just, and I like, it always baffles me. Like, I like fresh fruit. I like vegetables. And I like all these things that, like, I, you know, you get like a kid again. Like, I'm not eating that. I want to eat cake. And, but like, once you get on it, and I'm trying to also, and this is the biggest struggle for me is like, injecting like real world situations. Like, you know, when birthdays happen and going out and stuff like that. Like this weekend was my dad's birthday. Happy birthday, Pop. And we, you know, I ate the macaroni and whatever we made. Like we do like this for anybody's birthday, we call it oily. It's a macaroni with the garlic and oil.
Ooh.
It's delicious.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's just very simple. It's a peasant food that with Italians call it, because yeah, it's a very simple dish to make. It just literally is macaroni with garlic and oil, a little hot pepper flakes, some parsley.
Oh man.
My brother grilled up some sausage. He went out there in like 20 degree weather and grilled sausage.
What a trooper.
Yeah. And we had some garlic bread and some salad.
That sounds amazing. Minus the salad, you know me.
Yeah. It's a lemon salad. Like it's just lemon juice, really.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's something my grandmother made. My mother made it, and like my sister-in-law makes it now too. It's just very simple dinner, easy to make, like, you know, just with simple ingredients, but it's so good. It's a lot of points. But you know what? It was my dad's birthday and I had a piece of birthday cake and that was, you know.
Good for you. Yeah. It's not good to restrict either. So you might as well enjoy those times with your family.
Yeah. And the week before, my sister-in-law made the Sunday gravy with the meatballs and everything. And I had that too. I just counted it and I just tracked it and whatever. Yep. It was, you know, like I said, like I said Friday, I'm like, I wasn't perfect, but I was consistent and I held myself accountable. And I think if you do that more often than not, you're going to be successful.
Absolutely.
That's just how I feel. I mean, it could be somebody that was like, you know, I've been very, very hesitant to really talking about stuff that I'm doing. Cause whenever I put something out there, people come at me hardcore.
Like, which isn't that insane?
Yeah. I think they feel jilted. That their WW bro actually gained weight back.
It's like they you're like, sorry.
I'm like, sorry, I'm human. Like, I sorry I went.
Yeah, sorry this is affecting you so much.
But like when I used to do those anonymous questions, like I was like really proud. I had lost like 10 pounds or something in a couple of weeks. And I was like so happy with myself. And somebody wrote like, you know, you only lost 10 pounds in like 2 weeks. You must be doing something wrong. How could, you know, you're such a big guy. You should lose weight much faster than that. And I was like, Okay.
So I feel like those are the messages that deserve to be like shared publicly. Like, look at this asshole.
Yeah. I'm like,
tag him.
I shared. I'm like, whoever wrote this, please DM me.
Yeah.
We can have a conversation. Like, you know, and like when I changed the name of the podcast, somebody came at me for doing that, but I'm not the same WW guy anymore and this and that. Like,
people have way too much loyalty to that company. Like, it is freaking like cult-like and crazy.
Yeah, like, and even when I talked about sometimes, like, you know, just my struggles with the program, and people are like, oh, I feel like it's WW bash. I'm like, no, I'm talking about myself.
Yeah, like, I am me. I am not WW.
Yeah, I mentioned, like, I don't like that I get so many points in a day because there's no way I should have that many points. I don't like certain things about the program. I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying what I don't like about
it. Voicing your opinion, yeah.
Bid, right? On our social media platforms.
People are crazy.
Yeah, and that's why, like, you know, things that you guys post a lot, both of you, I see some of the comments. And, like, have people come after you now with doing this weight loss medicine?
I've definitely had some DMs of people that are against it. There's obviously a stigma around weight loss medication. And I think some of that is people just don't know. They're uninformed. And then I think there's another part of like people that are like so set in their ways that there's one way to lose weight. You have to diet and exercise, and that's the only way you can lose weight. And there's people that just like don't understand the other struggles that go into weight loss, whether that's binge eating, whether that's food noise, just all of like the mental part of weight loss. If you don't struggle with, you truly don't understand and don't have you don't have a place to have an opinion on it if you don't understand. And so that's why I think it's so amazing that there are tools out there like weight loss surgery and weight loss medication to help people change their lives, because it truly does. And so I feel very fortunate that I've discovered this medication in my lifetime. Like, it just blows my mind that it even exists, you know? And yeah, definitely have people in my DMs with opinions. Overall, not like anything crazy, but definitely have people that love to share their point of view. And I'm like, that's great. You don't have to take weight loss medication, but don't shame me for doing it.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything, people. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. People.
Exactly.
Sharing something that works for them and it might be an option for you. That's really what it is. It's like when someone's like, hey, I had this hamburger at this restaurant last night. It was really good. You should try. Well, I come at them like, how dare you tell me that's a good hamburger?
And it's garbage. So funny how it only goes one way too. It's like the diet and exercise people who like, that's the only way to do it, come and attack anybody that has weight loss surgery or does medication or whatever. But like, me being on weight loss medication or like Laura having weight loss surgery, like, we're not attacking the diet and exercise people that are like, oh, you guys are sharing that this is the only way to do it. But it's like, why can't people stay in their lanes? Like, I
champion anybody who's putting the effort in, doing whatever they got to do to get it done. There's no right way. There's your way.
Yeah. And there's no easy way. It's hard regardless.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like nothing's magic.
No.
And I wish. You know, my friend John Arpino, Jarb's Journey, gets that sometimes people like tell him that he cheated. And like, you know, it aggravates me, I think, more than him, because like I see this kid in the gym every day. Like, he would have been successful no matter what he did. Like, he could have, if he wanted it, you know, and he could have done the peanut butter diet and he would have been successful. What I'm saying, like, well, it's just who he is. He's as a person. He's, you know, that's the kind of guy he is. And it gets me mad when people say that, because like, it's so easy to say that when you're sitting there from behind a computer screen or behind a phone wall and you're doing nothing, to just say to somebody like, it's easy. They took the easy way out. Well, just take a way out, just take your way. And then, you know, just stop throwing stones at people. It gets me mad, you know, for all the good that social media does. It can be very harmful, but you know, I'm just glad that there's, you know, you find your tribe, you find your people.
Yeah, you get all you can do.
That's it.
And that's real life too. You have people that shit on you in real life, and you find your people and your tribe. And it's no different on social media than it is in real life. The only difference is people hide behind their keyboards and can have a picture of their dog as their profile picture as they're shitting on you. So
yeah, well, at least they have like a profile picture. The worst is when it's like nothing. It's the empty.
I love the people that are nothing and their usernames like SRT487699 and it's like they follow like 4,000 people and like nobody
burner account. Probably burner people do that.
Oh, yeah.
I actually know people that have like those burner accounts. To like, they spy on other things. I'm like, what are you guys doing? What are you doing?
I am so glad I don't. Like, I used to have more like of a desire to want to like spy on certain people. I just, there's nobody right now that I'm like, ooh, I want to have a burner account so I can go look at what they like. I am so content knowing what I know in my life and not knowing what I don't know that I'm just like, I don't know why people care that much.
That's one of the things I did like last year, was get rid of a lot of people who are not here for me and like not giving the same effort that I'm putting in. I got rid of a lot of people, and I don't want to know what they're up to. I don't care what they're up to.
It's freeing to do that. It's freeing to be like, okay, I'm going to unfollow them, block them or whatever, so they can't know. Yeah. And I don't care what's going on in their life. And because if you truly are still looking, like, you're not doing what you said you were doing, you know, yeah. Like, oh, so you have to just do what's healthiest for you.
Got to cut the cord, or the block button, so to speak.
Totally.
And that's what I've done. Anyway, before I start talking about people I block and everything, going up, it's been a fun episode. We've actually went over a little bit of an hour here. That's what happens sometimes Before we go, Steph, please plug away, plug everything you want to plug, podcast, everything, links, please.
Yes. So you can listen to our podcast, Wine Over Matter, on your favorite podcast app. You can follow us on Instagram at Wine Over Matter Pod. And I am on Instagram at Authentically Steph.
And I've been following Steph for a while. And actually, I followed Jordan. Jordan followed me back. So now we're like,
I heard. I love that. Yeah.
Now, I love that. He can be bored by my cigar picks and everything else like that. And
I love it. Because his profile is private and he always randomly, he'll get like girls that follow me that like try to follow him. And so he always asks, he's like, can I let this person follow me? And I'm like, no, I don't even know who that person is. And so he asks, he's like, oh, Anthony's trying to follow me. I'm like, yes, you can follow Anthony. Anthony can follow you 100%.
Yeah. The last girlfriend I had, I said to her, listen, you gotta get randoms. Just, I said, check with me before anything.
Because I don't like people that just want to be nosy. Like, you don't even know me. Like, why are you just trying to be nosy?
100%. I went through his, I like Jordan's page. He's got some good stuff up there.
Yeah. He loves photography and like taking good pictures. And yeah, he's a good follow.
Big sports fan. I'm a sports fan. So, I figured why not?
I love it.
I checked out Jeff's podcast. I like the movie podcast. We have the same taste in movies and stuff.
Yes. See, you'd fit right in, Anthony. I would fit
right in. I'd be.
You would.
Yeah.
We could triple date.
I'd be the fifth wheel. I'd be the fifth wheel night.
Woo!
Anthony's coming out with his fifth wheel night.
Yeah. Hey, we'd love it.
Yeah. One day I told you, I'm just going to be there.
I know. We're counting on it.
It's, I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm just going to be there. And that's going to
show up.
It's going to show up, and that's going to be it. And then, it'll be fun. But anyway, thank you so much, Steph, for coming on the podcast. I always a great time to have you on, and I enjoyed listening to your weight loss updates, talking some football, talking some smack, and it's been a blast, and I can't wait to listen to what's going to go on this year with the WOM podcast and all the good things you guys got coming up.
Well, thank you so much again for having me on. I always have such a great time.
No problem. We'll definitely have you back again soon.
Awesome. Thanks.
No problem, everybody. I want to thank everybody who joined us here this week on the Keep Moving Forward podcast, episode 310, available at anchor.fm/KMF podcast. Always also available on Spotify, iTunes, wherever podcasts are played. Check it out. 5-star rate and review. We are played out each week in and out by Hollow and their single Something to Believe. My best friend Nick wrote this song. Check it out on iTunes. And while you're there, his new band, Demon Scar, dropping music like crazy, demonscar.bandcamp.com. Long Island, only one place to go for your deli needs, for your playoff catering needs, and your Super Bowl catering needs. That's Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road in Massapequa. Tell my brother Mike you heard the plug on the show, and then get yourself an Uncle Cheese, the best sandwich out there. Not because it's named after me, because it really is that good. Check it out, finsdeli.com. Once again, I want to thank Steph for being on the podcast this week. All you people for listening, thank you for tuning in. Have an awesome week. I will talk to you later.